you find that the seminar was the most effective way of disseminating information? Did you also speak informally to other members in your groups or other groups?
Oh, yes. There was a great deal of personal communication, and then a great deal of communication on paper. That is, and also I had a lot of studying to do, because there's a difference between electromagnetic radiation and acoustical radiation. And then the things that have been developed were not known outside of the security environment. And so there was a whole lot to learn. But a very lucky thing happened to me right then. The magnetron was able to create the transmitted pulse at very high frequency, and it was possible to make oscillators that would oscillate at these frequencies using vacuum tubes, but there was no vacuum tube that could process the echo signal that came back from the target. The only thing that was available that could process that was a diode, which is the same sort of diode that had been used in crystal radios back before they had vacuum tubes, or before vacuum tubes were very, very good. And so it was possible to take a local oscillator signal and the return echo and process them with a diode, and out of that would come a signal that represented that was like the echo, but it was at a low enough frequency to amplify. And so, the people in charge were sure that very soon vacuum tubes would be doing this, and so it wasn't a very important job to be in charge of these diodes, and so I was given that job, being very much lower in academic status than the average person in radiation medicine. Well, it didn't turn out that way, because it was never possible to produce a vacuum tube that would do what these diodes were doing. And this generated a great deal of research on these diodes in the solid state and silicon, which laid the groundwork for inventing the transistor. And the transistor and the diode eventually replaced practically all of the vacuum tubes. So here, just by accident, I was sitting on top of an important phase of the future.